Mike London was announced as the new head football coach at a press conference at Howard on Monday. And of course, the previous year, he served as an assistant coach at the University of Maryland. Prior to that, 6 seasons as the head football coach at the University of Virginia. And prior to that, a couple of seasons as the head football coach at Richmond, when in 2008, he led the Spiders to the FCS National Championship. Mike London joins us here on From the Press Box to Press Row. Coach London, congratulations and welcome to the program.
Thank you. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it. As we speak, I got three young men in here. We're having interviews talking about strengths, weaknesses, where we want to be academically, where we want to go. And so the life of a coach is always constant. But that's why we do it.
No, absolutely. Daytime, nighttime, Saturdays too, as they used to say. And it's great because you're getting started right away. Why was this the right job for you?
You know, I look back at your coaching career, the places you've been, and you, you know, I said at the press conference, we all stand on the shoulders of someone else that's helped us, you know, become the, you know, the people that we are, and that's mother, father. I pointed out Tyrone Willingham, he's been a great role model. Ron Dickerson, you know, guys like that kind of stood before everyone and said, listen, you can accomplish things at whatever level, and you could be successful. So, you know, I've been blessed with having been in different places, Richmond, you know, Boston College, you know, Virginia, Maryland, been in the NFL. So, you know, I my perspective is one of that I've seen, you know, a lot of things, done a lot of things, and the opportunity and ability to give back in a situation that's really been, you know, proved itself to be, you know, very positive for me. You know, President Frederick and our athletic director, Kerry Davis, they all presented a plan and a vision in terms of taking Howard football to another level from the staff, from facilities, from you know, so many things that, you know, when you're building an FCS program and you want to turn it around, they said the right things. And so outside looking in, you might be like, why is he doing it? But on the inside, having been here and knowing the plans that are in place, the upgrades to facilities and things like that, it's a very positive thing. And the school already has a national brand recognition as far as its name. And so I just made good sense for me, and I'm excited about the challenge.
Yeah, no, I don't think there's any question about that. I was over, as a matter of fact, at the University of Richmond a couple of months ago and had never been there before, and I can see exactly what you're talking about because you were enabled to get some things done there. It's a beautiful campus, beautiful stadium there. How did this – my understanding is Howard wasn't necessarily on your radar. How did it come about that you accepted the position at head coach at Howard?
You know, I'd had a couple offers, you know, at other places, but I was out recruiting, and one day, Kerry Davis, he called and said, listen, would you be interested in Howard? And initially I wasn't, and we started talking about some of the things that are necessary, you know, for an FCS program to be successful. And we talked about, you know, facilities and locker room, stadiums, what you wear, where the players are, opportunities for them, you know, during the season. And so as we kept going back and forth, then eventually it was like, well, why don't you do it? I mean, why don't you take it? And so after presenting the things that I thought that were necessary, you know, to be competitive, as I said, President Frederick said, hey, listen, let's do it, because the component of these guys becoming educated men is already in place with a Howard degree. The opportunity to compete, you know, at a level that, you know, young men want to have a chance to compete and win championships and make their college experience significant, then that was also introduced as an option in a viable way. And so I looked at it and looked at the fact that I've been a lot of places, and I'm still close to Hampton, Virginia, where my mother and father live. My wife's mother lives in Newport News, Virginia. My son's going to Maryland, and so we're still home. We're living in the same house. And so the opportunity presented itself. I'm a big believer. Jeremiah 29:11 says, for I know the plans I have for you, plans to prosper you for your hope in the future. So that's why I'm here, and I'm excited about the challenge with these young men I get the chance to lead.
There's some similarities between Howard and Richmond. Obviously, both of them are private schools. The challenge, it seems like, for Howard, for many years has been from the, you mentioned the national brand, and that comes more from an academic standpoint. The academics, are very high in terms of getting into Howard. Do you feel like that's going to present a challenge for you there at Howard?
Well, you know, when you go back and you look at places that I've been, William & Mary, Richmond, Boston College, Virginia, I mean, they all have standards that are high academic standards, and you can get the best players from an academic standpoint to play athletically and be successful. And so you do look for the profile qualified man that wants to get an education going into this 21st century. And their families are very much involved in what they do and how they matriculate themselves into the workforce. And so it's been relatively kind of what I've been used to, you know, my whole career. So I'm excited again about the challenge of meeting young men that want to get a great degree and play, you know, play competitive football.
Mike London is the new head football coach at Howard. He joins us here on From the Press Box to Press Row. And Coach London, let me take you back a little bit again. As I mentioned, 6 years as the head coach at the University of Virginia. Records don't always tell the story. I look at your record from 2011. It was 8-5. Well, what happened there at UVA?
You know, we're all competitive. You know, we play competitive schedules. Mine was one of the toughest schedules in the country. Didn't shy away from playing some of the best teams. Traveled to the West Coast. Traveled all over the place. And you got to get it done on the field. And we lost four games by a touchdown or less. And we lost to Notre Dame in the last play of the game. And so you're out there and you get your teams ready to play and compete. You know, in the sport. Competitive sports, you keep score, and as part of the business. But you know, my track record is getting young men to become college graduates, to do the right thing on and off the field, to be, you know, solid citizens. I'm very proud of that, and very proud of the opportunity now to be, you know, a head coach here at a great university like Howard University, and implement a plan that that I think will do us well and get us to where we want to be from an athletic standpoint.
You know, earlier you mentioned Ty Willingham. We've had his guests on this show, Scotty Montgomery, Ruffin McNeil. I ask all coaches this. Why aren't there more black coaches at FBS programs, head coaches?
You know, that's a tough question. I know that when you're in that position, you want to bring that position to honor and integrity. You want to do things the right way. You want to be able to model the characteristics that stakeholders want in a head football, because you're a CEO. And so it is important that whether you're handling adversity or success, that you handle yourself in such a way that people will say, listen, if ever another opportunity presents itself, that's a guy I want representing the university. So you have to deal with the highs and the lows. My identity is not tied into being the W and L's on a football field. My identity is tied into being a husband and a father, and a coach is trying to role model and mentor young men to be productive citizens. So I can't answer the question. You have to go deep undercover perhaps to find out. But I do know that there are a lot of African-American coaches that are very qualified to be CEOs of schools and companies. And, hopefully one day it'll be the commonplace rather than the exception.
No, and to say this, I know Howard is where you want to be. Going to do some great things there. You mentioned having some other opportunities, and again, you were there at the University of Maryland. Did you have any other FBS opportunities after UVA?
I just keep it. I say I had opportunities, and I'm always presented with. You always want to present yourself with what's best for you and your family. And as I alluded to, that the regional proximity to where I'm from. A son being at Maryland already, and some other things. I have a daughter at Old Dominion University. So, the days of chasing the dollar are gone for me. The days of being significant and having a quality life are paramount for me now, and that's why I'm here.
Mike London, again, the new head football coach at Howard, joins us here on the program. A couple of more thoughts, Coach London. We appreciate the time. So, again, being at Maryland, and then you mentioned you from – the Hampton area, played your ball at Richmond, so you know that Maryland, Washington, Virginia areas extremely, extremely well. How much has the, and let me be more specific to Washington and the DMV. How much has the football, the high school football, improved there in the DMV?
You know, there's some very good high school coaches. There's high school programs here. There's affluent areas. There's areas that have an abundance of talent. The important thing is you got to go out and you got to recruit the profile student athlete that fits you and university. And you know, for Howard, you know, there's a location for us called the DMV, as you mentioned, that has some very, very strong programs. You know, for Howard also, we're going to have to go nationally because the Howard brand is one that the profile will have to increase, but at the same time, there's recognition with that. So you want to mind your backyard. You know, we talk about the DMV, but you also want to make sure that there are some very, very good players, you know, outside, you know, different states that know about Howard and want to express their interest. And now the goal is to go out and get the best players, you know, that can play and help you win and be solid citizens for you.
And then lastly, again, you've only a couple of days on the job. You're already talking with young men. You're already recruiting. Outside of that, what do you look at, you know, when do you have a chance, I guess I should ask, to kind of look at film, see what was done last year, and what are some of the other things that you do in your first couple of days on the job?
Yeah, you know, we started out, I had two in here, now I got five guys looking at me like, Coach, I got my meeting time, let's go, let's wrap this up. So, you know, we played then when I was at Maryland, we played Howard, it was our first game, had a chance to do some, you know, film work, you know, preliminary, particularly offensively. I know they got quarterbacks, they got good skill players here, you know, the receivers are good, you know, so there's a good nucleus of young men here, and now the key is to keep adding to the team, to keep adding to players that have been accomplished at their high schools, but also that can come in and fit the schemes and the systems that we'll employ here. So, you know, it's been, like I said, it's been a whirlwind, but it's something I embrace. I'm excited about the challenge. You know, I want to surround these young men with opportunities to see husbands that aspire to do it right, and that, you know, we will do it right. And make a university and a community proud of us. So we're back to work. We're rolling our sleeves up. We get started. We're winning workouts on Monday, and so there's no you know, there's no rest for the weary. We're full steam ahead.
Mike London introduced on Monday as the new head football coach at Howard, and on today he joins us here on From the Press Box to Press Row. Coach London, we appreciate the time. Good luck to you and the Bison for the upcoming season.
I appreciate it. Thank you. Thanks for having me.